usually on these holiday special editions of Rosie on the House, I encourage all listeners, before you sit down, get comfortable with your cup of coffee and put on your thinking hat and tune into the program, to make sure Old Glory is displayed out publicly someplace on your property. The newsletter that went out this week talks about proper flag displaying etiquette. So let's get out there and get Old Glory on display. We're here with Dr. David Dean, Assistant Professor of History from Grand Canyon University. Dr. Dean, we use the term founding fathers, founding fathers, founding fathers. Did they title themselves that? And is there a rigid membership? Is it a tight club, well-defined?
Actually, the term founding fathers doesn't come up until 1916 when Senator Warren G. Harding, later became president, was given a speech at the Republican National Convention, and he used the phrase founding fathers to talk about everybody who had fought in the American Revolution, who drafted the Constitution, as well as the Declaration of Independence, kind of a blanket term.
Okay, so not a strict membership. You can't find the country club of founding fathers with a role.
Right, they didn't have to pay membership dues to be in it.
Okay, and of all the members in this loosely held group, was there one man that was indispensable?
I would have to say James Madison was the most indispensable. The architect of our Constitution, the separation of powers.
That's brilliant. That concept is genius.
It is genius. It wasn't his own. It comes from an earlier political writings of, again, other Enlightenment people. Montesquieu came up with this idea that if you held all the powers of making laws, of enforcing the laws, and then ruling on those enforcements as a judge in one place, in one authority, that's not good. And so by separating those functions into different branches of government, that allows you to have that more freedom, more democracy kind of thing. So Madison picks up on that and weaves that into the Constitution. But also, Madison, you know, for being the shortest president we ever had at 5'4", for, you know, being the president that mishapped kind of through the War of 1812, kind of things, some things happened to things. Still, you know, his greatest contributions besides the architecture of the Constitution is his discussion about religious freedom in America. In 1785, Virginia was going through a conversation about, religious freedoms and whatnot, that persecution between the Anglicans and other Protestant groups. And they had written this document, and in part of it had talked about people having kind of the ability to worship kind of however way they felt. But he wanted to make sure that these convictions on religious matters were super protected. And so he said that all men should enjoy not just the fullest toleration, because that's what they were talking about. You tolerate each other. But instead, he says, no, that we have that the free exercise of religion, that there's a gift of God, not from our government, but are part of our inalienable rights to freely worship and whatnot. And that concept really sets up that separation of church and state in our country. And I think that that's super important for us to remember in a time, even in modern times like today, when we have such a blended society.
Dr. David Dean, I can't thank you enough for coming in and enlightening us.
John Adams said that our Constitution was made for a moral and religious people. It's wholly inadequate for a government of any other kind. And so something we should kind of remember going into our July 4th.
Wow. Thanks a million for coming. Folks, it's the time of the show where we always kind of divert here to one of my favorite parts and features of the show is what we call the Arizona Staycation. You can register to win it only in one place. That's at rosieonthehouse.com. The staycation winner is drawn every single month. Every month you must reapply, because at the end of the month we pick a name, we empty the basket, and we let the basket fill up again over the course of the following month. We'll be prepared to draw a name and a winner here shortly. I think in our staycation experience, Jennifer and I, of this past week, we started in Flagstaff with a broadcast last weekend at the Outdoor Expo. Jennifer has now got a new favorite restaurant in all of Arizona.
Well, barbecue queen, you know. I got to have my good barbecue. And
well, some would say barbecue snob.
Okay, I'm a barbecue snob. And I'm usually highly disappointed because
yes.
it's never exactly what I remember as a kid in Memphis. You know?
Yes.
Well, we ate at Satchmo's in Flagstaff last week, and it is bar none the best barbecue I have ever had. And the owner's from actually, what, Kansas? And then but he has family from Louisiana, so it's like this merging of blackened catfish, and then they've got the barbecue sandwiches, and their slaw is the sweet and sour thing. Pretty good. If you're up that way, it's definitely worth a stop in.
Not white tablecloth. It's
no,
a joint.
It's a little joint.
Yeah.
Inside, outside seating.
Yeah. So Jennifer's new all-time favorite Arizona restaurant, Satchmo's. We when we're in another town, we very seldom, as a matter of fact, we never eat in the same place twice. We just sample around several. That's the first time I can ever remember us out of town going to the same restaurant twice.
I almost didn't. I was so glad when you suggested because I really wanted to, but I knew you wouldn't go for it. So we had dinner and lunch at Satchmo's.
We left Flagstaff and drove over to the Greer area, and we stayed at the X Diamond Ranch.
How many times we passed that place and always wonder what's that beautiful valley that lies kind of below the highway there?
Little Colorado River.
Oh, my gosh. We'll have to have Wink on, the owner, granddaughter of Molly Butler from the Molly Butler Lodge in Greer, and just a charming host. Just full of her family's history, a museum there to die for, an archaeological dig, horseback riding, trout fishing.
That's as close as you'll ever get to an archaeological dig. I mean, you can actually get in there and walk amongst. It's awesome.
As a guest, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's an awesome place. And stars. Did you remember there was that many stars?
There's a lot of stars.
X Diamond Ranch, great place for your staycation.
Yeah. So you get to roseonthehouse.com and register, and let's see if you can't win. You get to pick a vehicle of your choice at Sanderson Ford.
That's what I was going to ask. What vehicle are you been driving around this last week?
Well,
what's going on?
I got a new truck on order, and that's the loaner they gave me.
Oh.
I told him I had
that's
some,
a pretty nice loaner.
I told him I had to drive some VIPs around, so they gave me the F-150 crew cab, limited edition, XLT, King's Ranch.
Almost too nice.
I can't even figure out what half the things in that car are for. But I was driving the VIPs around yesterday and said, wow, Rosie, this is a pretty nice truck. I said, yeah, it's not mine.